The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, right here from the farm. And we're delighted you're in class today. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen to us as you travel, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And of course, you may listen wherever you are. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And today, Law 102 in the series. James Todd is with us. Welcome, James Todd.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
I'm so delighted that you're with us sharing the information about the law and what we need to know because, frankly, many of us are under an impression that's just not true. It's just not true. And why is it not true? Because we've been taught something that is not true, or a lot of things that aren't true. And today you're going to tell us about, 12 problems with 12 things that you can do to get in trouble in court. So these are the 12 things that you don't want to do to stay out of trouble. You don't want to do these 12 things, right?
That's correct.
Yep. Now, where would you like to start today, James Todd?
Make a statement. None of this information is deemed to be professional legal advice. It's for your informational use only, and you need to investigate the information provided to assure yourself that it's correct.
Yeah, and goes with everything. Yeah, that goes with everything that you hear from us at USAPrepares.com. We do our best, but please investigate everything that you hear for yourselves. Verify it for yourselves, and make sure that you act on information that you have researched. Okay.
I mentioned last time about the Court Registry Investment System, or the CRIS number, and the fact that cash flows in to the courts and receipt, and it's deposited to the Federal Reserve Bank, and then there's some cash that flows out through the courts, and the spreadsheet on that is very complex, so I won't go into that, but I'll give you an idea of what kind of money we're talking. On the 8th month, the 5th day in 2004, to the 8th month, 11th day, 2004, there was $1,497,360,686.91 that started. It was the beginning balance, and the ending balance was very high also. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to mention, that we're talking big money, not just petty cash. And so to go on to talk about the 12 things you got to worry about, you have to rebut all 12 presumptions on the private side of the Admiralty Court to nullify its jurisdiction. Well, we talked about the Admiralty Court before, and basically it started out in 1871. It was chopped up piecemeal from then on, and we're dealing with a corporation now. So these 12 things are the public record, the public service, the public oath, immunity and summonses and custody, court of guardians, court of trustees, government as executive beneficiary, and the executor de sonator are not a party to, and incompetence and guilt. And so there is one person that is mentioned in this that has successfully circumvented all these 12 things and came out ahead. That was Frank O'Connell, O-C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Collins. And he addressed all the 12 presumptions, and he actually wrote History of Today's Slavery. He wrote that expose, and he talks about how he did that. And you have to remember that a lot of patriots, and I ran into this a week ago Thursday, have tried to circumvent the system and get out of slavery, and they was unsuccessful because they didn't address all these 12 items. And so that it's very, very important that you do that. So one of the things you can do, and I've already done this, is register as a fictitious name. You need to get a registration and get ownership of your fictitious name. That's one thing. And everything you do needs to be in the public record. And so that means that the presumption of a summons, one who attends a court initiated by a summons or a warrant or a subpoena or a replevin bond, is presumed to accept the position of and the jurisdiction of the court. They presume that. Well, you've got to overturn that. That's one of the 12 things. And they can't, so you do have to do that. And you have to make sure that everything you do is in the public record. And basically, that the judge's only legal response to the alleged defendant is to order a stay. If you win, they'll order a stay and they'll tell you you've got to find you a lawyer. Well, if you find you a lawyer, you're finished. And don't get concerned about them telling you to get a lawyer. You just don't get one. Because if you don't get one, the case is basically dead in the water. It's locked up. And it ends up that nothing happens. So if you do nothing, that's good. Or if you want to do something, you can file a motion to dismiss. And so there's a few things you can do, but you got to be very, very careful as to what you do. So one of these 12 things, actually, and so the first one, the presumption of a public record, unless openly refuted and rejected by stating clearly the matter is to be a public record. If you don't say that clearly that what you're presenting to the court is a public record, they'll assume it's not. The presumption of public service, well, unless you openly refute and reject the claim, stands that it's private. And so you have to all the time be on your guard and make sure everything you do is they can't presume it to be private at any time.
James Todd, are there some procedural tricks, if you will, that the judge can do to switch you into the private side?
Oh, of course.
Okay. What kind of, can you share that with us?
Well, yeah. He'll switch you over to the private side if you fail to do all these 12 things. He'll just simply say that you haven't met this. And so you have to, every time he says something, for example, if the private guild presumes you accept an offer of trustee as a public servant or a government employee, in other words, I said before that when you are served any kind of a notice, if you fail to write on that notice that you know, you're not participating in their deal. And if you fail to do that, or if you sign anything whatsoever, there's a law that there's 10 things that has to do with the law, that any time there's a contract, and he likes to do contracts, judges do. And so basically they like contracts, and you want to stay away from contract law because they spend 4 years studying the law, and you're just trying to stay out of trouble. And so you're getting in deep trouble if you do that. So what happens is one of the things you can do is you can file an affidavit about whatever the situation is that you're going to court for. And you basically state the facts. You don't want to create an argument. You don't draw a conclusion of law. And it can be executed several times without notice to the adverse party. So you don't have to worry about an adverse party. You can make a certification. And you have one of three kinds of testimony, and you testify without any attacking of the other party. And you execute it as a sworn statement. And one of the things that you got to be really careful of is the wording that you have. You don't want to use any wording. For example, he or she. You don't want to use those words. You want to make sure that you don't use that, or you don't want to use words like personal pronouns, and you don't want to use words that can be interpreted several different ways. And you just want to make sure that everything is very tight. And you want to write in the present tense. And you need to avoid words like to or are. They're ambiguous. And so you have to just, you have to make sure that whatever you write can only be interpreted one way. You want to sign it in red ink, signifying blood. Signing in red ink is an act, as a signal that you, as the affidavit, are stating your truth in the capacity of a sentiment, a living being, and liable. You're not some entity that they can put on as a part of the system, that you're not a part of that. And, of course, why do you sign below your signature without prejudice, UCC? This is another way to declare that you may not be held responsible for this contract pursuant to the Uniform Commercial Code.
Do you recommend signing that same way on tax returns?
Yeah, because you're dealing with the corporation.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with James Todd. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this is Law 102 in the series with James Todd. And James, so my question was, many people are considering filing their income taxes. And how do you recommend signing those documents? Does that tie to what we're talking about?
Yes, it is. You sign your name, and you put, without prejudice, UCC 1-308. But in addition to all documents which you sign, your signature is extremely important because that separates you from being a straw man and being a live flesh and blood person. And a lot of these documents have above your signature. They say that if we find out that anything you have entered, any information you have entered on this form is incorrect, you are going to be penalized by a big fine or being put in jail. But the critical thing, which they don't do, is they don't tell you how they determine whether or not the information is correct. And if you can't discern from the document that how they're going to determine that, you are allowed to mark out that part of it and initial beside the mark out with your initials. And if you're questioned and asked about that, you'll say, according to the Uniform Commercial Code, you have to disclose the contract that I'm giving with you is exactly how you're going to verify this information. It's how you're going to determine whether or not it's true. And that would be my response. Now, a lot of times when you sign, you mark out that part, why the person receiving it will say, well, we can't receive this, you've altered it. And you'll just have to tell them that you'd like to speak with their supervisor and explain to the supervisor that because there's not clarity in the contract you're signing, that it's not clear how they're going to determine whether information is true or false, you can't agree to that. And that should take care of it.
And what about those who strike through that that statement about under the penalty of perjury, they just strike through that and initial that?
Well, as I say, the Uniform Commercial Code says that for a contract to be valid, all the stipulations have to be clearly stated. And so a penalty of perjury, of course, how are they going to prove that you committed perjury? Do they say, well, by penalty of perjury in a court of law, we will, you know, bring you up in a court of law and we will determine that you perjured yourself by other testimony. The only way they can do it is it's sort of like with an affidavit or whatever. You have to have somebody else sign a conflicting affidavit saying that what you said was wrong. Or that someone has to stand up and say, okay, we found out that they have to testify that what you said was incorrect. In other words, if you swear on the Bible in the court that one thing is correct and somebody else swears on the Bible in the court, a different thing, and so there's a counter claim that what you said was incorrect, well, then it has to be adjudicated in the law to find out who is really lying. And so there has to be some hard evidence. You can't just say it's one word against the other. You have to you have to show documentation. And so a lot of times if you do an affidavit, you want to make sure that attached to that affidavit you've got hard evidence that support your statements in the affidavit. And so they have to refute each one of the statements. And so they would have to have hard evidence to refute what you said in your form. They couldn't just say, well, we don't think it's right. That won't work. You have to have hard evidence that shows that you definitely lied. And so
James,
they would have to amend it and say that we have found from other statements you've made that this is incorrect, there's inconsistency, or they would have to show that there was a problem. It would have to be hard evidence. It couldn't be just, we don't like you.
Okay, so do you still recommend signing in red ink without prejudice, UCC, and then what goes after UCC?
1-308. That's the first chapter of 308 of the Uniform Commercial Code.
Okay. And you still recommend signing in red ink on the tax return?
I would.
Okay.
What are they
going right,
to do?
Todd,
I mean, what are they going to do to you if you sign in red ink instead of blue ink? I would never sign in black ink because you can't tell whether it's been duplicated or not or messed with.
Okay. We'll be right back.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, hour number two today, we're going to be talking about the virtual model village. Ed's going to be with us. Joey's going to be with us. Miles might even check in with us. And we're going to be talking about what we're planning here at USAPrepares.com. That's hour number two, the virtual model village. And you know, when you think about it, A lot of my dear friends are scattered throughout the country and even outside the country. And yours may be as well. And how would you like to connect with them and prepare and plan and learn from the best we have to offer? That's our number two, the Virtual Model Village, session 101. That's coming up next hour. James Todd's with us, and we're talking about courts. We're talking about 12 things to do to stay out of trouble. James, please continue.
Okay. I have a top secret report here. Also, I have a couple statements to read. In 1917, there was a Trading with the Enemies Act, and that was the people that were enemies of the United States during the First World War. Well, that was changed later to we the people are considered enemies of the state, and this happened much later on. And basically, once the emergency is declared, and we've been under emergencies all the time, and so that means the president has total control and the Constitution is abolished. It says, this was in 1973, the United States Senate Report of 1973, a special report on the national emergency of the United States. Once the emergency is declared, the common law is abolished, the Constitution is abolished, and we fall under the absolute will of government public policy. And what that means is all government needs to continue is to have public opinion on their side, and they go ahead and do what they want. The Constitution has no meaning. The Constitution is suspended, and it's been suspended for 60 to 80 years. And so what does this mean to you when you go into court? Well, this is a statement from there. So when you go into the courtroom with your Constitution and common law in your hand, what does that judge tell you? He tells you that you have no personal stand-up in judo, that you have no personal standing at law. He tells you not to bother bringing the Constitution into his court because it is not a constitutional court, but an executive tribunal operating under a totally different jurisdiction. And that's the reason I told you you had to learn contract law. So what does this mean to you? Under the proclamation of March 9th, 1933, they call it a national emergency. That's the reason they call it war on terror, war on drugs, a cold war, a war on poverty, all these wars, because as long as there's a war going on, they have power. And so what does that power mean? There's over 470 provisions of federal law and statutes that the president uses. Under these powers designated by these statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and a plethora of particular ways control the lives of all American citizens. And we're under that, and we've been under that for a long time. And that's the thing that a lot of people just don't realize. And at some future time, I'll talk about the silent weapon for quiet wars, which was delivered to a party, the Lawful Path. It was part of the Bilderberg group, if you know about them. And basically, an unknown person gave this this top secret report to them, and they want to give it out. They've investigated it, and from the CIA people and the training center and a few other people to find out if it's really true. And it seems to be true, and it's really something. I've been reading through it, and so maybe at some future time I'll talk about that. But anyway, we need to really realize what kind of situation we're in. As long as the president has total control, that's the reason we're under a corporate system rather than under the Constitution. So that should help you understand what that is going on. And the last thing I should tell about is I have a little small booklet that I recommend people get. It's Frederick Bastiat, B-A-S-T-I-A-T, Bastiat, and it's called The Law. And it's a very small booklet. It's been in existence for over 100 years, and it's been reproduced, republished over 10 times. And they got a really good grains of truth in here. And basically it says in one spot here, on the other hand, imagine that this fatal principle has been introduced. Under the premise of organizations, regulations, protections, or encouragements, the law takes property from one person and gives it to another. The law takes the wealth of all and gives it to a few, whether farmers, manufacturers, ship owners, artists, or comedians. Under these circumstances, then certainly every class will aspire to grasp the law, and logically so. The excluded classes will furiously demand their right to vote and will overthrow society rather than not to obtain it. Even beggars and vagabonds will then prove to you that they also have an incontestable title to vote. And not only do they want that, they want to get control, because they know that's where the money is. Anytime you find out that the public finds out they can go to the government treasury and get money from it, and so they take from the rich and give to them through the government. That is the keys to the destruction of a country. And so that's what we're facing. And so there was another thing that I looked at. Is the title is Wake Up America, We've Been Declared the Enemy. It's a special report on the national emergency in the United States, the War and Emergency Powers Act. And it's a very long report, but those kinds of things that we need to be educated on and learn what's really going on in our country and how things work. And so that would be my suggestion, that people learn corporate law and the fact that everything has to be disclosed for a contract to be valid.
And as you say that, I was thinking about the tax returns that and tax forms that we send into the IRS. You know, for almost all of us, correct me if I'm wrong, class, we send these envelopes to the IRS. We don't know exactly where they're going. We know the address, typically a post office box. And it goes into a black hole. We have no idea what they do with all that information. We have no idea how they determine whether it's correct or not. And we have, and all we do is hope that we're not going to be audited. And then when we're audited, that's kind of an interesting experience as well, because some guy sits across from you that you don't know. He's got a book, he's got a computer, he's got a calculator, and he asks you questions, and it feels like you're on trial.
And
you don't know. Excuse me?
You are sort of on trial, but there's one key thing you have to remember if you ever go to an audit. On the audit form that they send you to tell you you're going to an audit, it lists what they require you to bring. And so you very carefully select out only those things on the list. Never bring anything in addition to what's on that list. Only bring what they specify. And you'll fall into a big trap if you bring more. If you bring more, they'll look at what you brought more, and they'll open up Pandora's box, and they'll expand their audit.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. Now, I've been to many audits, and I do bring more. I bring our children. I bring the entire family in addition to the items that they've requested. And it takes me a long time to find everything that they're looking for. And when our children were young, and an audit would last 3 hours, they'd be hungry, they'd be thirsty, they'd want to go to the bathroom, they'd be interested in everything that would be going around them. And so we just let them loose. And they couldn't wait to get rid of us.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. And I think it'd be interesting if they made a special odorant. Not deodorant, but odorant. So that no one could stand our presence in an audit. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yes, it would.
How do you get away from
it? Things up.
Here, let me sit a little closer to you so we can look at that together.
Well, it would be very appropriate because it's a smelly thing, and they act like the Gestapo.
Oh, they absolutely do. They absolutely feel that they've got you by the throat, at least during the entire duration of the audit. But I've prevailed in every one of our audits because I don't do things that I use their rules. I use their rules to the best of my to my best advantage, and I write the notes in publication 17 as to exactly why I did what. So when they have a question, I have an answer. And it's not like I have to try to remember what I was doing 3 years ago. I know what I was doing 3 years ago because I wrote it. I wrote it in on my copies. So I know exactly what I did and why. So I'm ready. I'm at the ready within like a minute for the audit. So anyway, class, that's just a thought. And by the way, I recommend that you do your own. If you're going to do taxes, instead of having someone else do them, you do them. You learn by getting publication number 17. It's downloadable from the IRS, irs.gov. You can read that, and if you start your own business, which I recommend that you do, you will find all kinds of tax deductions that will enable you to pay less in taxes. Because if
but
you pay
you
more in
remember,
taxes than you should...
You have to remember one thing. If you start your business, you have to have a separate bank account for your business, and you can't treat it as a hobby. You have to definitely keep a set of books and treat it as a serious business as to how much money comes in and how much money goes out and everything as a business.
There you go. There you go. And by the way, class, I will post a link to The Law, the paperback book that James Todd was talking about. It'll be on page one of the website. It's 99 cents on Kindle, $3.45 in paperback. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I just posted that link to the law, the paperback. It's available at 99 cents Kindle and $3.45 on Amazon.com. If you're interested, it's a 2011 reprint of the 1950 edition. So if you're interested, there it is. James Todd, please continue. This is fascinating.
Well, to remember, you can get Senate Report 93-549, and remember one thing, never sign anything unless it's very clear to you what the provisions are and what you're signing. And be careful to guard your signature and make sure that you understand everything, because you're under contract law, and we'll be enemies of the government, USA Incorporated, as long as we have emergency condition exists, or as long as we have a war going on. And so Obama declared yet one more national emergency related to 9/11 in October of 2012. And so the presidents are keeping this emergency situation going so that they have ultimate control. And so those are the two things I want to leave you with, is to make sure that pay attention to stuff that you sign, because it can have detrimental effects to you if you don't understand what you're signing. And so that's the most important thing that I have to leave with you today, is to pay attention to what's going on around you and what you sign. And I don't think I have any more time.
When I was in business 101 class back in the 1970s, our instructor handed us a four-page carbon paper agreement, and it was all put together, stapled, and on the front of it, it was very, page number one, it was really simple. And he passed it out to the entire class. And he said, "Now, don't read through this yet. Just wait till you hear the instructions. And then you can turn this over and read it." And it said, completion of this course and completing the tasks as prescribed, I will receive the grade of A if I put forth my best efforts," or something like that. And then you just sign it. And so who wouldn't sign it, right? Well, on the fourth page of this carbon paper contract, it said, "I promise to pay the instructor's name $1,000 for spending time in class." And then when you signed it, your signature went through to the fourth copy. And I was the only one who read all of those pages. And, you know, this is not exactly but how it was. But the point was, he taught us right then and there to read the contract and make sure that, you know, all the copies are the same. And to make sure you take a copy with you of what you've signed. And that stayed with me from 1970, 80, 90, to this day. And so you have a very, very valid point. And so when you're in the bank and they say, "Okay, just sign this loan agreement," and it's several pages of small print, I go, "Okay, great. Let me read it." I haven't signed any loan documents in a very, very, very long time. But, you know, no matter what the agreement is at the bank or wherever I am, I read the whole thing. It takes me a long time. And no one does that. No one reads it.
Well,
right?
What they tell you is that it's a standard agreement. Don't worry about it. You don't have to read it. It's just a standard agreement. We printed it.
that's exactly right. And I experimented with standard agreements. And when I was buying real estate, I would have a standard addendum. And I typed up the standard addendum. And it said on the top, it said standard addendum. And it said plumbing, heating, and electrical systems shall be in good working condition at time of settlement. And that was my standard addendum. That was my standard addendum. Just like they have their standard addendum. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. James Todd, thank you so much for being with us. Law 102, we'll do 103, 104, 105. And also, you're going to be back with us to talk about chemistry. You're a research chemist, and we're going to talk about safe practices, things that you need to know about. What happens if you get radiation on you? What do you do? Or a biohazard? Or a chemical spray? What do you do? And we're going to talk about that coming up in the future. James Todd, thank you so much for your research and being with us today at USA Prepares. Coming up next, The Village. The USA Prepares Virtual Village. I'm Ben Finelli. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.